USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All 12 Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination Thursday. Next is the full Senate confirmation vote on Monday, the final process for ACB to become a member of the United States Supreme Court. Democrats were told by Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to boycott the hearing, leaving no one to oppose the nomination. Schumer was hoping to prevent the committee from establishing a quorum. The boycott was unsuccessful at stalling the federal judge's confirmation to the High Court. The Hunter Biden laptop with scandalous emails enlightening Americans to the Biden's business dealings with Communist China, the Ukraine, Russia, and more have been validated by another source. Former business partner of Hunter Biden confirms the emails are authentic. Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski says, quote, "I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew with concern with what I saw," end quote. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The final presidential debate will be tonight in Nashville. The big question, since mainstream media is ignoring the story, will President Trump bring up the Hunter Biden laptop and its scandalous emails? White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah tells Fox News, yes.
I do think we are going to, whether it's asked or he has the opportunity to bring it up, he's going to get into this issue of Hunter Biden. The American people need to know if the Biden family in any way is beholden to China. I mean, this is our biggest geopolitical adversary. And the fact that most of the mainstream media is just refusing to cover this story is gravely concerning, but the president's willing to bring it up himself if necessary.
The Tampa Bay Rays, Los Angeles Dodgers World Series Game 3 is Friday at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, the first World Series neutral site since World War II. The series is tied at one apiece after Brandon Lowe hit two opposite field home runs in the Rays' 6-4 win Wednesday. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
NASA, our national space agency, has an exciting new discovery about the moon Monday. It comes from the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. It's the world's largest airborne observatory. It's actually a Boeing 747 SP plane with a hole cut in it. It's modified to carry the massive telescope. The Stratosphere Observatory can rise above 99% of the atmosphere that blocks infrared wavelengths, allowing it to study the infrared universe. We'll find out more about the discovery on Monday, but NASA makes it clear it will have some bearing on the Artemis program, the plan to send humans back to the moon in 2024. NASCAR goes roaring back into Texas Motor Speedway Sunday. Chase Elliott has his thoughts.
We just have to improve in certain areas, and I think inconsistency has been a problem. We want to be able to win races, but we want to be able to win races everywhere. And I think there's been certain tracks over the years that have stood out consistently year after year that have kept us from having good runs, and places that we kind of go, oh, you know, not the most excited about going to. And that's just not, you just can't have that. You know, the people who win all the time, the people that are champions, the people that contend every week don't have bad racetracks, and they have an opportunity to win every single week. And we all know that. It's not something that's out of the realm of possibility. If you want to be a top dog in the steel, you got to be able to win every week. And that's just the way it's been. And I don't see that changing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.